Hello there and welcome to the TVOX podcasts. I'm Jenny Kirk.
And I'm Zoe Robinson.
And today, Zoe, you've got our new hot topic of conversation for today. What are we going to be talking about?
Today you wanted to talk about the change in sex drives regarding hormones. And we were going to talk about confidence regarding bedsit land as well.
Yeah, which one do you want to tackle first?
Let's tackle the confidence problem first.
Okay, if you're confident in doing that.
I think I am.
Okay.
A lot of people, when they start out with transition, they don't have the confidence that a cisgendered person who is completely comfortable with their own life and their own identity would have. When you're a trans person, it's a case of you've been brought up to expect people to react to you in certain ways.
Mm.
And those ways are determined by how they perceive your gender.
Mm.
And when we transition, that can knock our confidence because all of a sudden you don't know how people are supposed to react.
Yeah, I think there's also, it is a big change to, swap gender roles.
Definitely.
And, people can be very self-conscious. And I think I've seen it happen a lot where people, they're frightened to make that big leap of faith and go out in their new gender role. So they end up hiding away. And I've seen some people where they come across as if they feel that all they have to do is get to the gender reassignment surgery and that will somehow fix everything. And unfortunately, it doesn't. Gender reassignment surgery won't change your confidence. It won't change the way that people perceive you. Nobody actually sees the contents of your knickers or your pants.
Well, that is true. I think a lot of people think they'll get the confidence they need to act as they want in the world once they've had the surgery, but unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Confidence is something you have to work on.
Yeah, and I think you have to take that leap of faith. And, we're not pretending it's easy. There's, at the beginning of transition, it is daunting. It's daunting for all of us. You know, even people who are now 10, 15, 20 years down the line will all shudder when they talk about stories or when they first transition and think, oh, gosh, how did I do that? But we have to go through this. It is a learning curve. And
definitely,
that's how you build confidence. And the longer you leave it, I think the harder it becomes to make that leap of faith.
That's it. If you get too used to being indoors, talking to people over a computer or not seeing people at all and just living in your own little world, you're not going to get the confidence you need to live in the outdoor world and to be a member of society. And like I was saying before, how people react to you does affect your confidence. Because I don't know about anyone else, perhaps you had the same view, Jen, but when I transitioned, I didn't know what to expect with people. So I was always taking everyone's different reaction to me as a woman rather than as a man as a knock on or a comment on how well I was transitioning. But a lot of the time what it actually was people were treating me as they would treat any other woman, and I didn't know how to react or to respond to that.
Yeah, because you hadn't had that experience growing up in that gender role. And I think
exactly,
there is a lot of paranoia. I know that only comparatively recently I've overcome the paranoia where I assume that I'm being read all the time, and actually that's not the case. You know, when people are looking at you in the street, I've come to realise that actually some people are just thinking, nice bit of flesh. And it's, it's like what they would do to any other woman in the street. They're sort of checking you out. And until recently, my paranoia had been assuming that I'd been read and it would be a knock to my confidence. And I think it is a common thing with trans people that you assume the worst. And as soon as you can overcome that, it really is a boost to your confidence. Yeah, and the other thing is that confidence feeds itself. If you're not confident, that shows up in your body language, and people do read that. It almost becomes like a beacon that says, look, over here, everybody, there's something not quite right.
Exactly. All it comes down to is practice. Practice makes perfect. Go out with friends so that you've got the confidence, comes from safety in numbers. But go out. Make sure you're out there talking to people, living your life and having a good time. And the confidence and the knowledge of how you should be acting to know how to fit in and pass comes from that. It's all down to practice.
Yeah, I remember when I first transitioned, I forced myself to go out every day. And, you know, I was between jobs at the time because I'd given up my previous job because I didn't want to transition on the job. That was my personal preference. And I went down to, I was living in a university town, so I went down to the Students' Union every single day. And I'd have my pint of Diet Coke. And it was a way of creating a routine that would get me out of the house and make me feel more confident of being outdoors. And initially, I'd start going there. I'd pick a route where I was less likely to run into a lot of people. But over time, I'd build up this safety margin that I felt, you know, I could deal with more people. And sometimes starting small and building up is a very good way of doing it.
Definitely. Yeah. Like Jen says, start small, go out with friends, have the confidence to be with friends, but do go out and just live your life. Because if you wait and wait for some magic wand to happen, you're never going to get there and you're going to end up sorry that you missed out on all that time when you do eventually take the plunge.
Yeah, very much so. Okay, should we move on to our second topic?
Sex drives.
Sex drive, baby. Yeah, my sex is on fire. but seriously, there's a lot of changes that come through the transition process, the hormonal changes, that a lot of people do find that their sex drive does change. And occasions quite radically. I know that I found that initially my sex drive went from being very low because I was, as a man, I was loath to touch myself. I hated what I had down there. So I think I conditioned myself not to want to use it. And then all of a sudden, the hormones changed. And for a while, I felt almost quite liberated from how I'd felt before. My sex drive did increase and then it decreased. And then when surgery came round, again, I had that increase. I suppose as I was coming to terms with the new genitalia, how it worked, what it meant to me. And then now I find that my sex drive has kind of dropped off. More recently, I've been put on progesterone as a different hormone, and that has increased my sex drive. So I think there is a lot to do with the actual hormones that you're on. I know that trans men, when they go onto the testosterone, it's like liquid sex drive, a lot of them have said.
Oh, come on. Didn't you have the same issue when you first hit testosterone in puberty?
What, when I was about 14, 15 years old?
I did. I'll tell you what, when my sex drive kicked in through male puberty, my genitalia was red raw for a week.
That's probably too much information.
But that, the same effect that the guys are having now. You take the testosterone and all of a sudden, wham, you've got a sex drive.
Yeah, I know. There's a couple of FTMs that we know who, they all say the same, that you just, everything suddenly, it's like, wow, look at that. It's a tree. I feel horny. It's a book. I feel horny. And yeah, that's very much like it is for a teenager. Age cisgendered boys, I suppose, when the testosterone kicks in, it is a change in your body, and your body does react to the change with, amongst other things, fluctuations in sex drive.
How many people out there, I wonder, have had the effect that estrogen's had on me? I had, like I just said, I did have a sex drive when I was on testosterone, and then when I started taking HRT, it disappeared.
Yeah, I must admit that my sex drive has dropped radically, and I suppose it is a reasonably well-known fact that men tend to have higher sex drives than women. So when trans men go on to testosterone, that is the hormone that really is responsible in the male body for the sex drive. But obviously, if you're going the other way, you're removing that testosterone and replacing it with estrogen, and the female sex drive does appear to be a much more complex thing, driven by maybe a mix of different hormones rather than one specific hormone. So a lot of trans women do seem to find that their sex drive drops off. And I'll be honest, I don't miss it particularly. I know you don't.
I don't at all. I feel so much happier to not be constantly wanting sex.
Mm.
And to be honest, I feel more comfortable with myself now. And I think part of that is the fact that I'm very much relaxed with who and what I am. But also part of it is the fact that I'm not now thinking, can I get sex tonight? Who's going to go out with me? I need someone there. It's just not my thing. And I'm very much happy about that.
Yeah, I must admit, I've become very, very happy in myself. And it's difficult to pinpoint. Is it a sex drive issue? I suspect not particularly a sex drive thing. But because, as I mentioned before, before I transitioned, I really didn't like what was down there. I think a lot of trans women and trans men, perhaps, are the same. You know, they look at the contents of their underwear and they think, you know, I'm almost disgusted by it. You become very self-conscious. And in a lot of trans women in particular, it can lead to a suppression of the male hormoned sex drive, such that we are sort of sexually repressed in not all cases, but some cases before we transition. And as we become happier in ourselves, the way we look, the way we feel, the way our emotions are, we come to terms more with what we have down there. And I found that after the surgery, and you know, I'm not saying that surgery is the be all and end all. For me, it happened to be the right decision. But you know, I respect the fact that for a lot of people, simply the female secondary sexual characteristics, the living in the female gender role, is enough. And I think that is perfectly acceptable. But you know, I found, once I'd had the operation, that I could touch what was down there without feeling disgusted. And yeah, I guess I'm an extreme case in that. But, you know, suddenly I was happy with my genitalia. And for about 6 months after surgery, I guess I was a bit of a nymphomaniac, because for the first time in my life, I wasn't repulsed by what I had down there. You know, it didn't bother me that somebody else might see what I had down there. And pre-transition, I'd been loath to let another woman or a man see what I had down there, or to even use what I had down there.
Okay, so let's summarise this. We've gone through a couple of things now. We've gone through the confidence issue and
yeah, the HRT, sex drive. The
sex drive issue. So how would you summarise the sex drive?
I think trans men, as a rule, the sex drive, the libido, would tend to increase. And on a very crude medical level, that's, I suppose, because testosterone is the primary hormone responsible for the male sex drive. Cisgendered males do naturally have a higher sex drive. So as an FTM, it's probably reasonable to expect certainly a change, but an increase in the sex drive.
But overall, what would it be? Because if you're just starting out, you might not be comfortable with yourself yet and comfortable with your sex life, but it does come eventually once you start getting the treatment.
Yeah, I think sex drive is also a function of confidence in yourself, confidence in how you are, how you look, how you feel. And sex drive can also increase as you become more comfortable in your body.
I've had a few trans women who say once everything was over with, they transitioned, they got through the surgery or whatever, they became happy with themselves, and as a result, the sex life improved.
Yeah.
So maybe it is a case of find out what it is you actually need, get to that point, be happy with yourself. Happy with yourself is a development thing. It doesn't just automatically turn up like that once you've got all your goals met. It develops over the course of you achieving your goals, but when you become happy and content with yourself, everything else seems to fall in place.
Yeah, I think there's also one point I'd like to add. Okay. Is that a change in sex drive doesn't necessarily mean a change in who you are. And I think a lot of people are frightened that an increase or a decrease in their sex drive would change who they are. And I don't feel that's the case. I mean, I had a higher sex drive at points in my life before now than I have now, but I don't feel that it's changed fundamentally who I am. So I think if you're worried about changes in your sex drive changing you, it's not really something that you should be worrying about, because I don't think it works like that.
Was that aimed at me?
Well, no, not specifically at you. I know Zoe is morbidly frightened of sex. She's asexual.
Yeah, I am asexual, and I'm very comfortable in the fact that I am. But I'll admit that having a sex drive probably wouldn't change me as a person, but I'm not willing to risk it.
Yeah. Okay, well, on that rather somber
note. And I know that goes against what we just said, but we're all different.
Yeah, there's always an exception to the rule, and the exception is sat here with me.
Hello.
Yeah, anyway, until next time, this is me, Jennifer Kirk.
And me, Zoe Robinson.
Saying bye for now. You take very good care of yourself.
Goodbye.